Continuing along in our scripture for this morning, in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, picking up in verse 19, if you have your Bibles. John chapter 1, beginning in verse 19, and this will be from the New International Version. Now this was John's testimony when the Jews of Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Christ." They asked him, "Then who are you? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Finally they said, "Well then who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, "I am the voice of one calling in the desert. Make straight the way for the Lord." Now some Pharisees who had been sent questioned him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" "I baptize with water," John replied, "but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me. The thongs of those sandals I am not worthy to untie." This all happened at Bethany on the other side of the Jordan where John was baptizing. The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, 'A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel." Then John gave this testimony, "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. I would not have known him except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me. The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify that he is the Son of God." The Word of God. During our Advent series, The Call of Christmas, this year, we looked at several of the people who answered that first call of Christmas. Zechariah, and by extension, his wife Elizabeth, and Mary and Joseph, and then last week we looked at the shepherds. But one person who was instrumental to that first call of Christmas that we didn't look at was John the Baptist, the son of Zechariah and Elizabeth. How special was John the Baptist? Well, when Jesus was an adult, he would tell us that John the Baptist was the greatest ever to be born of a human mother and father. That's pretty special. He was better than all the prophets of the Old Testament. Why is that? Because he was more than a prophet. John the Baptist was the one whom God called to come and to prepare the way for the coming Messiah. John the Baptist was called by God to fulfill God's purpose for his life even before he was born. The angel Gabriel says to Zechariah in the temple about his long-awaited son, "And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great before the Lord, and he must not drink wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb." As Christians, we are called to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's an ongoing experience during our life here on earth. We will never be fully filled by the Holy Spirit during our time here. John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit even before his birth because God had a special plan for him. John the Baptist, the greatest born of a human mother and father, was called by God to prepare the way and point to the one who was even better, the only one who can save us from our human predicament. Zechariah's song after John the Baptist was born, You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. But what John the Baptist stood for, his message, was just as important as who he was. John the Baptist stood for repentance. The word repentance means to turn. And basically, it means to turn from ourselves for salvation, to turn to the only one who can give us salvation. And John the Baptist's call of Christmas was to prepare the way and to point to the one, the only one, who can save us from our sins. In God appearing as the baby in the manger some 2,000 years ago, the dawn from on high had broken upon us. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. The adult John the Baptist points to the adult Jesus in our passage this morning. Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John the Baptist and the gospel writer, John, not to be confused with John the Baptist, writes in his first letter, "You know that he appeared to take away sins, and in him there is no sin." The reason why the Son of God appeared, the reason why the Word of God became flesh, was to take away sin. That is the central reason of the incarnation. God among us to take away our sins. Why did he have no sin? Because the lambs that were offered in sacrifice to take away sins in the Old Testament had to be spotless, without blemish. Yes, God is a merciful God. He is more merciful than we can ever comprehend as human beings. But the truth is, he's also a holy God. In fact, he's more holy than we ever can comprehend as human beings as well. And God will not sacrifice his holiness for his mercy. All serious believers, even in the Old Testament times, knew that all the sacrifices and all the things that they did and all the blood that was given could never take away sins permanently. It was pointing to something better, pointing to someday a final sacrifice for sin. And it began with the baby in the manger. Actually, all this was alluded to, or as some say, prophesied, way, way back in the Old Testament. Even back to Genesis chapter 22, verse 8, when Abraham was called to sacrifice his own son, Isaac. Abraham's words to Isaac as they're going up to the place to offer the sacrifice. God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. Little did Abraham know that it would really come thousands of years later. And so what did John the Baptist really mean when he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world"? Actually, that statement would have been very shocking to the Jewish people of the day. One, it meant that the Messiah, the God-man who came to earth, would have to die. And not just die, but like a lamb does, he would be slaughtered. That was not the Messiah that the Jewish people were expecting. And the second way was even more shocking. His death would take away the sin of the entire world. It would be for everyone, which created two other problems for the Jewish people. One is that they didn't feel that they needed to be saved from their own sins. And two, they thought that the Messiah was to come was going to be just for them, not for everyone. He was called the Lamb of God because he would die. That is why God sent him. That is why he came. And he was called the Lamb of God for the world, not just for the Jewish people of Israel. He will die for Jews, but not just Jews. He will die for people scattered all over the world. He will die for anyone who repents, who acknowledges his or her own sinfulness and agrees to turn away from any other way of salvation other than Jesus Christ. And he believes in Jesus, the Messiah, not just the baby in the manger, but the one who came and lived a perfect, sinless life here on earth, was crucified, slaughtered, died, and was buried, and rose again to offer salvation for all who repent and believe. You see, while we often do it, we cannot separate the Christmas story from the Easter story. It's all one big story which God set into motion before he even created the world. The baby born in the manger, the Christ child, means absolutely nothing without the Lamb's death on the cross. And Jesus' death on the cross means nothing without it being God himself in the form of man, the Son of God, who takes away the sin of the world. So today, we celebrate Christmas, the birth of God, the Word of God coming to dwell among us, knowing that God's ultimate plan of salvation has come upon us. We know that it has been brought to completion. Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And not only does he take away the sin of the world, he takes away your sin and my sin. God gave it all with the hope that we will give it all to him in return. Let us pray. Lord God, we come to you today, and we have so much to be thankful for. No matter what we are experiencing during our life here on earth, you have offered us the gift, the greatest gift of eternal life, all in the form of your Son, Jesus Christ, who not only came as that baby in the manger some 2,000 years ago, but then lived that perfect life, gave his life on the cross for each and every person who repents and puts their faith in him as their Lord and Savior. Lord, may we give back to you just a tiny portion of what you have given us. In your wonderful name we pray.